ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A Florida man facing first-degree homicide charges in Pasco County, where authorities say a cadaver dog alerted them to human remains at a home. The investigation started Thursday when someone called the department to report a friend who allegedly admitted to shooting someone. Through the course of the investigation, detectives say they located a family who said they hadn't heard from four family members aged 5 to 26. Sheriff Chris Noko.
This is still a missing persons case. Until the final resolution, until the ME comes back, it's still a missing persons case.
A 23-year-old man from El Salvador in the U.S. illegally arrested in Tulsa and the suspect in the murder of Rachel Morin, a mom who was killed on a Maryland nature trail nearly a year ago. The suspect is also wanted in the murder in El Salvador and a home invasion in Los Angeles. Hamas claiming responsibility for an attack on Israeli forces in southern Gaza that left at least 8 Israeli soldiers dead. This is ABC News. A clear trend is emerging in early summer. Americans are flying at unprecedented levels. The TSA says it screened more than 2.9 million air travelers on Friday, its second busiest day on record. ABC's Brian Clark has more.
Four of the TSA's five busiest days on record have come in the last month, and Friday, the second busiest. 2,927,482 passengers got screened, only about 25,000 shy of the record set May 24th. Busy airports expected to be the norm this summer, and the TSA is advising passengers to arrive early. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Kate, Princess of Wales, making her first public appearance since her shocking cancer diagnosis. The crowds in London cheering as the princess rode past with her three children, joining the procession for the King's birthday parade, known as the Trooping of the Colour. The princess thanking people for their support as she continues her cancer treatment. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tonight with a low of 65. Winds will be southeast 10 to 18. Any showers ending in the morning tomorrow on Father's Day, then partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy with a high of 91. Winds south-southwest 10 to 18. And partly cloudy tomorrow night, it'll be muggy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, low 71. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy outside. Our winds are calm. And after a daytime high of around 78 degrees at around 1:15 this afternoon. Our current temperature is 77 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs.
Today is Saturday, June 15th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thied. Warmer temperatures forecast throughout Wisconsin over the next several days could create conditions for pavement buckling. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is advising motorists to be alert and take caution. Pavement can buckle when the weather quickly goes from cool to very hot. This causes slabs of pavement to expand and push against one another. If the pressure becomes great enough, the pavement can buckle and create unexpected bumps or dips. Watch the Wisconsin Department of Transportation animation on pavement buckles. While it's difficult to predict if or where buckling may occur, Wisconsin DOT offers these tips. Slow down, buckle up, and focus your full attention on the roadway. Watch for slowing traffic and be ready to move over for all roadside workers, including highway crews and they repaired damaged pavement. Before your trip, check the 511 travel information system at 511wi.gov for the latest on any incidents or delays. If necessary, report serious pavement issues by calling 911. Be ready to provide specific location information. Today is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day. Michael Hernan has more.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day was launched on June 15, 2006 by the International Network for the Prevention of Elder Abuse and the World Health Organization at the United Nations. Cindy Bromland is an APS worker for Richland County Health and Human Services.
Every year we have the Elder Abuse Awareness Day on June 15th. A lot of the counties put out something in regards to that to help bring awareness to the community. We try to do some other outreach to people as well and try to get more people involved with the community and keeping an eye on our elders.
Knowing the signs of elder abuse is very crucial for preventing or stopping elder abuse. Bromlin helps uncover the signs of elder abuse.
People aren't aware and they don't know the signs to look out for. Some of the signs that you can keep an eye out for, like unexplained bruises, welts, burns, fear, anxiety, or agitation around certain people, changes in their appetite or unusual dramatic weight gain or losses, unexplained changes in health, increasing withdrawals or isolation, lack of knowledge about personal finances or conflicting stories, sudden inability to pay bills or buy food, dependency of adult children, caregivers, or the older person for income and or shelter, poor personal hygiene, wearing inappropriate or inadequate clothing, just kind of them pulling away from people and not understanding things or making up things that seem out there that's not quite understandable is another thing to keep an eye out for as well.
Being diagnosed with a disease increases the percentage of being an elder abuse victim. Brandy Christensen is a behavioral health manager for Richland County Health and Human Services.
Yep, a lot of our cases we've noticed have come dementias growing rapidly in this day and age, and a lot of people who are more susceptible to abuse or neglect have some sort of cognitive impairment. A lot of times our cases come through where most of them are related in some way or some kind of caregiver, and it starts slowly and then gets more involved, and they're not aware of it happening until it's too late.
The Richland County Health and Human Services are quite busy around this time of year. Christensen on the project they are working on for World Elder Abuse Awareness Day.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to be doing a pinwheel project later this week, I believe. We're going to be putting pinwheels in the courthouse lawn for every report that came in that Cindy investigated last year. I believe there was 118.
Wow, that was just in the county?
Yes, just Richland County.
Statistics are a great resource to use for preventing major issues. The Richland County Health and Human Services uses the data to prevent elder abuse cases in the future.
And this year, we've already had 104 APS referrals. So we've got quite a few. We're reaching the same amount we did last year already, and we're only halfway through the year this year.
There are many different types of APS reports being issued. It's important to know which are which to prevent future cases of APS.
So I've done a lot of different things. We've had guardianship referrals, protective placement, mental health referrals, financial exploitation, self-neglect, abuse and neglect, harassment, sexual abuse, welfare checks, conservatorships, and funding requests that have come through APS. Mm-hmm. So it's been very busy, and I try to do the best that I can with what I have and work with the families and try to figure out an outcome. And I work a lot with the hospitals and law enforcement on taking care of everything as well. So
for WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. The third annual Taste of the Hills is currently underway at Kroska Park in Richland Center this evening until 9 o'clock. Live music is being provided by Kelly Long until 6, and with Dan Lipien Band taking over at 6:30. Kids activities are provided by Walk with Grace. Admission to the event is free. Tickets for Taste of the Hills are available at the entrance for $2 each and are redeemable at the local vendors to purchase food and drinks. Don't miss the 65th Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds going on through Sunday. Performances will be held tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow will include Cowboy Church at 8:30 in the Connection Building, and the final performance will follow the 2024 Queen Coronation, which will be held at 11:30. Tickets at the gates tonight are $8 for adults and $7 for students and senior citizens. Prices tomorrow are $9 for adults and $8 for students and senior citizens. Children 6 to 12 will be admitted for $4 and children under 6 for free. Someday people could get a ride to the hospital in an electric ambulance. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says zero emission ambulances are a good idea because of the nature of emergency work.
An ambulance tends to idle a lot because of the need to be on scene or at the hospital.
He says new model electric ambulances could cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
The latest model electric ambulance was recently showcased in St. Paul, Minnesota. DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the changing infrastructure isn't where it needs to be yet. WRCO News Time is 5:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Today is Saturday, June 15th. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died June 7th after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held Monday at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green. Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96, of Blue River, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, Rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96, of Blue River.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we're seeing a few scattered light showers move across the region early this evening. The heavier activity has been staying back in Minnesota and northwest Wisconsin, and that should be the case for tonight, generally covering the north half of Wisconsin. Could be as much as an inch or more of rain by morning. Around our area, probably a few tenths of an inch or less. Otherwise, the warm front pushes through tomorrow morning. We'll be left with some sun in the afternoon, turning out to be a steamy Father's Day afternoon as temperatures could clip 90. The heat index possibly as high as the mid-90s, so definitely slow down, drink plenty of water. Stay in the shade and air conditioning when necessary. The hot, humid weather will stick around for a few days early next week, but still on the unsettled side with a front dangling across the region. Could be some periodic thunderstorms and then slight cooling on the way as we head toward Wednesday and Thursday. Here's your forecast for tonight. Breezy with some scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Low temperature in the mid-60s, southeast wind around 15. Tomorrow, any showers ending in the morning, then partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy. High near 91, south to southwest wind 10 to 18. Sunday night, partly cloudy and muggy with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Low temperature 71. Monday, partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy. Just an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible. High at 92, south to southwest wind 10 to 20. On Tuesday, partly cloudy, continued breezy, hot and sticky. A stray thunderstorm possible during the day with chances increasing at night. Low 71 with a high of 91. Wednesday, rain ending by late morning. Otherwise, not as warm with decreasing clouds later. Low 67 with a high of 81. Thursday, partly cloudy and seasonal, high 82, chance of showers and storms at night. Friday, muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high near 84. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 77 degrees after a daytime high of 78 and a morning low of 57. Yesterday's high was 81 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1987 is 99 degrees with a record low of 38 set back in 1969. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 56. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:44 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the east at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.92, and our relative humidity is at 44%, and we have no precipitation to report so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, Missy. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm great. We just got Bug Tussle Internet installed at our house today.
Bug Tussle?
Yes, Bug Tussle. They're a Wisconsin-based internet provider that's committed to providing internet to many of our rural areas.
That's amazing.
It really is, and it's only $45 a month. Plus, they have local customer service if you need help.
Sounds perfect.
Hurry, offer ends June 30th. Details available at btussle.com. That's BTU.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Tomorrow is Home Talent League baseball action. Here with a report is Michael Hernan.
This Father's Day weekend is full of Home Talent baseball action. On Sunday, Cross Plains will be at Ashton. Plain will travel to Cazenovia. Reedsburg will be at Sauk Prairie, and Wanakee will be at Middleton. In the western section on Sunday, Belleville travels to Dodgeville. Schulzburg-Benton will be at Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb. Arena will travel to Wyota. Muscadet will travel to Ridgeway. Verona will be at Argyle, and Hollandale will be at Blanchardville. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thanks, Michael. The Milwaukee Brewers are looking to bounce back after a 6-5 loss against the Cincinnati Reds last night at American Family Field. Game 2 of the 3-game series is currently underway, and right now it is in the top of the ninth, and the Brewers are leading the Reds by a score of 3-1. If I do get a final score before the sports broadcast ends, I will definitely pass that along to each and every one of you. And two other finals in Major League Baseball today. The Cubs beat the Cardinals by a score of 5-1, and it was the Blue Jays over the Guardians by a score of 5-0. The game between the Oakland Athletics and Minnesota Twins today was postponed due to inclement weather, and a day-night doubleheader is scheduled for tomorrow. It was not raining when the game was called at 12:45, but radar showed a storm approaching Minneapolis, and rain was forecast for the afternoon. The first game tomorrow will start at 1:10, with the second scheduled to begin at 6:40. Oakland's starting pitchers are scheduled to be right-hander Joey Estes and lefty J.P. Sears. The Twins are expected to start two right-handers, Bailey Ober and right-handed pitcher Chris Paddock. Houston Astros ace Justin Verlander was scratched from his scheduled start against the Detroit Tigers because of neck discomfort. Manager Joe Espada says Verlander has been pitching through the discomfort for about 2 weeks. He says the team decided to give the 3-time Cy Young Award winner a break and see if they could get to the bottom of the discomfort. The Astros are hopeful that the 41-year-old right-hander won't need to go on the injured list. Verlander said he cut his bullpen session short on Wednesday because of the problem. Kyrie Irving's personal 13-game losing streak against the Celtics is over. Now it's back to the parquet floor in Boston to face his former team again. The Dallas Mavericks are still alive in the NBA Finals after avoiding a sweep with a 122-84 blowout in Game 4. The first two road games in the series weren't Irving's best. The two in Dallas quite a bit better. The impact from role players in Game 4 was much bigger for Dallas. Now Irving will have to try to ignore his constant booing from jilted fans in Game 5 on Monday night. Christopher Bell likes that the NASCAR Cup Series is at Iowa Speedway for the first time. The .875-mile track isn't the one he remembers. Bell has 7 top 5 finishes in 9 starts at the track in NASCAR's other series, including 2 wins at the Xfinity Series, but the track has a different look this weekend after a partial repaving in the turns. The top-to-bottom racing that was a characteristic of the track in the past may not be there for tomorrow's 350-lap race. It's still a popular event, and an estimated 40,000 fans are expected for tomorrow's race. And Martin Truex Jr. says he will retire from full-time racing at the end of the season. The 44-year-old says it's time to live by his own schedule after 19 years in NASCAR's Cup Series. Questions about possible retirement have followed Truex over the last couple of seasons. He says he made the decision a few weeks ago. Truex has won 34 Cup races, 32 since 2015. He had a career-high 8 wins in 2017 when he won the series championship. He He's fifth in the standings this season, 53 points behind leader Kyle Larson. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, your Mohawk Color Center, is your one-stop shop for flooring plus cabinet and countertop design and installation. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore dealer, features in-store experts to answer your questions and the complete line of Benjamin Moore paints. And Bindle Tire and Auto, your total car care center, performing wheel alignments and has a complete line of tires to help keep you on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Time for an oil change? Right now, you can save on Valvoline Restore and Protect, the only oil that restores and protects your engine to like factory clean. You can also save on brakes, tools, and more during the Father's Day sale with dad-approved deals through June 16th. AutoZone Father's Day sale, now through the 16th.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Celebrate June Dairy Month every Tuesday with WRCO and ET Foods. Win 1 gallon of milk every Tuesday. Be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell's Beller and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO and happy June Dairy Month.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg has everything to make the outdoors awesome. From Polaris ATVs, UTVs, snowmobiles, timber sled kits, and slingshots, there's a great lineup of Can-Am ATVs and UTVs, genuine scooters, Rayhu dirt bikes, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. And that's just a partial list at Jay's Power Center. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg, ready to get you and the family outside.
Jay's Power Center.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtrack and Show on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, giving you the rundown of some of the hot hits from the 70s and 80s during the mid part of June. Some great tunes coming your way, and some facts to go back a little bit here. Some trivia for you as well. None that you have to call in and answer. We kick it off today with a tune from Taylor Dane on WRCO Radio, a big hit for her called Tell It to My Heart.